welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I am back from Disneyland. I had a wonderful stay. I was there for 2 nights, stayed at the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. Did not see the spa, obviously. I was traveling with a toddler. And it was really nice to stay on property. It was really nice to not... to basically, like, it feels like vacation when you're not bookended by drives. Also, I'm a little far from the mic, so I'm going to adjust it. Sorry if I immediately start sounding different. Or if I don't, then that means Jeff is even more of an audio wizard than we realized. Anyway, it was really nice to not have to, like, worry about schlepping and driving and any of that. Like, didn't, you know, in Disney World, even if you're staying on property, you usually have to take a bus, a monorail, some sort of transportation. Here, I got there and I did not, well, this is a lie. I was going to say I did not see another vehicle until I left. That is not true. We did go on the omnibus, I think it's called, the double-decker bus on a main street, because I wasn't, and this is a tangent, I wasn't going to go on it because I was like, oh, I don't want to leave the stroller here and then schlep down there and then schlep back. And the person operating the omnibus thing said I could just bring the stroller on board. He let me just bring this. I didn't have to collapse it. I just left it on. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, it was a nice ride. Just a slow meandering down Main Street, which is really a vacation vibe, which I never get at Disneyland. But it was wonderful to stay there, to wake up there twice and just go to the parks. It was lovely. I don't think I'm going to be recapping the stay on the podcast because we're pretty scheduled out for the next few weeks. But top line stuff I want to tell you about. I will be making a video about early entry because I have a lot of advice to share there. You really have to be early, early, early. I'm not a rope drop person. I know at Disney World, it's like, you got to get there early. But I didn't realize, like, Disneyland, you, like, for real got to get there early. Like, getting out of the hotel and getting through hotel security is maybe the trickiest bit. And I was pretty surprised by it. Other things that surprised me. Took my daughter on so many rides she hadn't been on before. Even though I'm local, it's just, you know, it's hard to get a lot done in the day because we're usually there for a few hours and then we come back. But her favorite ride, listen, she did Dumbo for the first time. She did, I think this was her first time on Alice in Wonderland. A lot of new things for her. And yet her favorite was Roger Rabbit Cartoon Spin. I don't understand. We went on at the end of the night. It was kind of like, you know what? Why not? We've been here all day. She's like used to rides by now. Let's do it. She was obsessed with it. It's her favorite ride. It's like it jostles even more than Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, but she loves it. I mean, she truly is my daughter. And keep in mind, I didn't really go on rides while I was pregnant. I don't know. Maybe it's just like in my blood that she would love these experiences, but essentially the ride that spun her around the most, she was obsessed with. So I think we got a real theme park baby on our hands. In other news, Halloween is approaching. I keep forgetting it is almost Halloween. Like, I put on my little Halloween earrings, my little Halloween jewelry, and I'm like, gotta save them. But we are in the threshold. And I truly feel like for me, the change is going to come when tomorrow, and I'm recording this over the weekend, you'll be hearing this a few days later, so you will know by then, I'm going to get Halloween nails. And I don't know what it is, but something about getting a bright orange or a bright green manicure, giving me those little witchy fingers, like traditional witchy fingers, not like, like WandaVision, Agatha, like the black, you know what I'm talking about, like the black tip or like the half of your finger is black. You know what I'm talking about if you watch those shows. Also, sidebar, Agatha All Along. Oh my lord, so scary, but so fun. I'm fully caught up. Blah! Anyway, once I get my like traditional, I almost said Hanukkah. Oh my god, I need more caffeine. My traditional Halloween manicure, then I know it is time for the season. So I can't wait to just clip some spiders in my hair and just get wild with it. In other news, I'm so excited about today's episode. I'll tell you more about that after the commercial break. But I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you are gearing up for the festive season. I hope you are coming across good selections of candy. It is very important. When you see a little bowl on like a business's counter or like a hotel front desk, you want it to be good. You want to get good candy. And today I got a little Charleston chew at the dog store when I was picking up some treats for some friends' dogs. Fantastic. Really made my day, I'm not gonna lie. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween. That's it. Okay, Morty came in, so I'm gonna go hang out with him. Stick around, we've got a good one, and I'll see you on the other side. Big news, party people. I am officially launching a long-term partnership with MEI Travel and its specialty division, Mouse Fan Travel. I'm obsessed with making sure you have the best theme park vacation possible, and so are they. Mouse Fan Travel, a division of MEI Travel, specializes in all things Disney, Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, all of it. And MEI Travel can help curate vacations with all major cruise lines and vacation destinations around the globe. Mouse Fan Travel is a no-fee Disney earmarked agency, which means they will handle booking your entire trip, no matter where you go. no matter what you want to do. They will help you plan it absolutely for free. For free! There really is no disadvantage to working with these expert vacation planners. Did you know they have a hotline where if something goes wrong and you're traveling, you'll have someone to call? Or that if you book a Disneyland or Disney World vacation and your room drops in price, they will get you money back? Travel agents are amazing! Disney World just announced some incredible promotions for 2025. You can save up to $200 per night with a room and ticket package, and up to 25% off hotel rooms on select nights through April. Which means it's the perfect time to reach out to Mouse Fan Travel for a free quote on your future trip. If you want to take advantage of having a new vacation booking bestie, head to mousefantravel.com/amusing. That's mousefantravel.com/amusing.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. This week is a very special week, not just because we have the author of the brand new book, Bring the Magic Home, on the podcast, but because that author, Sunny Chanel, is actually a friend and colleague of mine. Sunny and I met many moons ago on an Adventures by Disney River cruise, which was unbelievable, by the way. I'm obsessed with river cruises because of that trip, and also obsessed with Adventures by Disney. It is such a good product. But anyway, we met on that cruise. We have stayed friends for years. Sunny has stayed friends with my mom for years. To the point where at D23 a few months ago, Sunny was doing a book signing with Ashley Eckstein, and I messed up. I didn't realize, you should have gone in the queue way, way, way earlier. Yada, yada, yada. My mom, bum rushed the front, ran up to the front. She got permission. She got permission from a security person, was like, I just need to say hi to Sunny, and interjected herself and was just like, hi, Sunny, and gave her a hug and ran back. Truly mom energy at its peak, but worth it because saying hi to Sunny was important because we are so proud of her and so excited for this book. Now, perhaps the most shocking thing about this book is not that her whole house is Disney Parks inspired, but that this book is a low-key symbol for how you can make Disney-inspired interiors on a budget without being professional. You don't have to be professional at doing interiors to bring the magic of Disney into your home. I really wanted Sunny to come on Very Amusing, not just because I think this is a fantastic book and because I am so excited for her, but I love this idea that you can take the essence of places we love and bring them inside your everyday space in so many different ways. She speaks to Imagineers, to Disney fans, to everyone in between throughout the book about bringing the magic of the parks into your home, channeling the fun and whimsy of these places without sacrificing the function of your living spaces. She touches on that feeling that we all know from the parks. When you walk into a space and you feel hopeful, you feel relaxed, you feel good, to paraphrase what she's going to say in a few moments, and just imagining what it would be like to have that in your home each and every day is so inspiring. At least doing it without opening a fridge and discovering it's full of fake food like you're at Minnie's house. Though, I will say having an oven with an inflatable cake, I wouldn't say no to it. It's not practical. I'm no longer going to be the person who hosts Thanksgiving if I do that, but it would be fun to every time you open it. Brrrr, just a little happy birthday cake. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I'm referencing Minnie's house in Toontown. Anyway, the book came out yesterday. It is now out, and it is full of so many gems, which we will discuss in this episode. You gotta get the book. You gotta look at these photos, because we're gonna talk about it, but someone built one of the icons of the four parks at their house, and it looks exactly the same. And if that's not enough, it also has kind of a low-key home tour of Ashley Eckstein's house, which is top-notch. There's a four-page spread of her house. It's an AD tour for one of the best Disney houses in existence. And We've got secrets from inside an Imagineer's house. Oh my gosh, we're going to talk about so exciting. And a pool inspired by, you know what? I'm not even going to spoil it. I'm going to save that for the interview. So here's Sunny and I talking about all things Disney interiors. Enjoy! Sunny, welcome to Very Amusing!
Hello, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on Bring the Magic Home. The book is exceptional. I loved it. It's also really fun to read knowing you. But there is so much in this book I did not know about you. Like, for you, this is not an editorial assignment. This is a lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, totally. I just went full hog on it. I was just like, this is my baby. I'm going to bathe it and wash it and make it dress really pretty. And yeah, I just got really, really obsessed with the product.
I knew you had some Disney-inspired interiors, like it's come up before, but I didn't know your whole house is Disney Parks inspired.
Well, I cheated a little. So those are not currently standing in my home. They were temporary. I wanted to kind of prove that people could make those environments cheaply without any experience doing an interior design and just make it happen. So like the Country Bear, Jamboree, Home Theater, and the Space Mountain Home Office, I just made them for the book. Because I tried to find for each, so the book is done and each section is a land. So I didn't have enough people for Frontierland. People aren't doing their house Frontierland, which they should.
They should.
But I couldn't find those people. So I'm like, I'm going to have to do it myself. So I did like the Mark Twain bathroom.
Yes, which I loved.
Simple. Totally simple statement. And then it's like, people wouldn't know unless they know. And then they walk in, they're like, oh, why do you have this on your wall? You know, but the Tomorrowland was also a tough one. Not many people theme Tomorrowland in their homes. Again, they should. So I made the Home Office and it just kind of, and I made like another one that was a Tomorrowland entrance themed garden wall, which Carly could see it right now behind me is the mock-up that I made for it.
It looks so good, by the way. I know people can't see it, but it looks so good.
So I do have a Jungle Cruise themed bedroom, which I adore because it's so relaxing and wonderful. And I have my breakfast room is kind of in Riverbell Terrace inspired. And my front room accidentally is Skipper Canteen. And that was totally by accident because
all the butterflies flew in on their own.
On their own. I was obsessed with this light fixture and I'm like, I have to have this light fixture. It's my dream light fixture. Oh my God. Oh my God. So it was a splurge, but I bought it. I love it. Ordered it. I went to Walt Disney World, went to Skipper's Canteen. We go to that little tiny booth with all the butterflies and there's the astrology themed light fixture. And I'm like, oh my God, that's my light fixture. No wonder I like psychically had Disney in my blood that I just like interior designed it. Inspired by design, without even knowing.
Oh my God, your brain is on the same wavelength as people building things in the park.
Yeah. So there are things in my house that are very, but they're subtle. Like if you came over, you'd be like, oh, dude, this is Skipper Canteen. But if my next door neighbor came over, they would never know.
Oh my God, I love this scrappy creativity that you have. Your house is basically filled with like permanent exhibits and temporary ones.
Exactly, yeah. It's very eclectic. It's fun.
When did you start putting these elements of design into your own home? Is this a recent project or has this been something you've been doing for a while?
I've always kind of had themed environments. So this is something that's been ongoing. So we moved houses and then I kind of was like, okay, now I'm going to make it make a forever home and make it more fun and whimsical. And so I wanted to elicit that same feeling when I go to the parks. Like you go and you go into an environment and you're like, oh, you feel relaxed and you feel good and you feel hopeful and optimistic. I wanted to kind of have that same level of emotion in my spaces. So instead of just having like blank walls, make it special and make it how you feel at Disneyland, make that into your own home. Give that same kind of texture and color and feeling. So that's kind of what my theme of interior design was when I tackled this project.
And it comes through because I love from the photos I've seen in the book, I love the way that your spaces feel like you, they feel like a home, but they also are tied to somewhere that you love. And I love that, the dichotomy between the two.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I wanted. And I wanted it to be subtle and I wanted it to be, but then some people might not be subtle, but to most
I think. Yeah. Yeah. So some of the people in the book, we're both Disney people. We've seen people do home interiors before. There is some stuff in this book that in my entire life, I have never seen before. And for me, the most shocking, well, there's two that are most shocking, but one of the most shocking was Andy Gomez in Georgia, who recreated Cinderella Castle in their backyard.
Amazing. Amazing. And that's the first thing he ever built.
I don't even know how to explain this to people. First of all, like, I'm going to encourage everyone to buy the book. But for people who aren't sitting right now with the book in front of them, like, imagine Cinderella Castle, then imagining reducing it to like 60%, boom, in the backyard. It is Cinderella Castle.
Yeah, it's perfection. Like, he did such, and I can't believe, and that's why one of the things that you talk about, Scrappy. I love that he just was inspired. He's like, I love Disney World. I'm going to make this happen. And he just hadn't built anything like that before and just did it. And it just turned out phenomenal. It's just so gorgeous.
It's so beautiful. And you'd think it would be like silly in the backyard. No, it's beautiful.
It fits. Like, I want one.
Oh my God. It's so good. The other thing that absolutely knocked my socks off was Imagineer Dustin Schofield's River Country backyard pool.
Oh my God. It's amazing. He's super obsessed with it. He was the creative director of Zootopia. So he does like phenomenal work professionally, but his home is like, he loves water parks. And so he did a water park in his little backyard. It's insane. It's insane. And he has themed bar, which is unbelievable, with like screens that he put up. So it looks like you're underwater. It's just
reading that section of the book. By the time I got to the themed bar, I was like, this is too much information for me to process. This is too good, because I had to do a double take at the picture of his backyard.
It just, and it's a LA backyard. It's not somewhere in like a bunch of land somewhere in wherever, in Florida or something. It's like a LA backyard, and he made that happen. It's just so well done.
Oh my God. It's like, really, you guys got to see this book, even just for the visuals. I mean, the writing's great. Sunny, the writing's great, but the visuals are fantastic. You also speak to some noteworthy people like Ashley Eckstein, who is known for having Disney interiors, and there are so many photos inside her home. I thought we were only going to get a few. What a treat.
Her house, spectacular. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, just, she doubled down on the interior design. I mean, it's like, not subtle, but perfectly executed. It's so gorgeous. It's like an extension of the parks almost. It's like another, it seems like it was designed by Imagineers. I mean, it's just unbelievably well done.
She has an 8-foot chair, which is like a real Alice, a lot of Alice in Wonderland vibes. 8-foot chair. She said there's like a photo of the playing card bunk room, but she also talks about a faux hedge that we didn't get to see. The Cinderella room. Like, I want to have a slumber party there so badly.
And everything has meaning to her in it.
Yes.
Like the Cinderella bedroom, it's like our wedding, the train, something from a train from her wedding, they turned into a quilt for the bed, you know, and the quote that she has on the wall is really meaningful to her. So everything has meaning. It's not just like, I think it's cute or I think it's pretty. It's all deep, which I love. Like, it has a true home feel.
What has it been like talking to these people who really like blend the emotions of these places that are so close to us with their surroundings on a daily basis? Because a lot of this stuff, like we mentioned, it's a lot of work, and a lot of work that they're doing themselves or commissioning people. Like, they are putting a lot of work into making their homes look this way. And what has it been like speaking to people who, similarly to you, have put time and effort into doing that?
It's like crazy inspiring. It just makes me want to buy lots of houses and redo them all. I just want to decorate everything now.
Your future as a Disney-inspired Airbnb host.
it really is inspiring. And what I also love is that the people, not the people who do this professionally, but the people who have no background making these environments, it's just wild. You know, it's just, I love it. And also I just love that the people in the book who are like Imagineers, who take that, their day job is creating magic, and they're like, I need to do that in my home too. They also take that overlaps, which I think is just, they're 24/7 whimsy. And I love that.
Yes. Your book does this brilliant thing of blending history about the parks with like first person point of view perspective of people who are building new things at these parks and people who have taken inspiration from it and done things in their home. Just people who individually have done it and people who do it professionally. And you spoke to a lot of different Imagineers. You spoke to my friend Rachel, which I'm very excited about. Love that she's in it. But what surprised you the most in talking to all of the Imagineers, all of the creatives who do this professionally?
You know, I've been talking to Imagineers for interviews for years, but when focusing on really drilling down on creating environments is how much thought goes into it. I kind of thought, like, when I'm doing something, I'm like, oh, that looks good. you know, and I move on. Everything is so specific, and there's so many technical things that they have to be aware of that we don't have to worry about in homes, like the color of white paint that they have to use. Like, there's a certain color of white paint. They can't use regular white paint. There's this, I forgot what it was, but there's a certain shade of white they have to use for, you know, exteriors, and the different kinds of fabrics they have to use that have to be so sturdy to work, you know, with thousands of people and kids and, you know, so much traffic. And carpets, like, it's not just home carpet, it's a totally different animal. And like sign painting, like making sure that everybody could read it, the height, the what the paint's made out of.
The height, I never even thought about the height.
Yeah, there's so many different details that I just take for granted. So I thought that was really fascinating, just seeing the depth of knowledge that the Imagineers have to have to make it not only aesthetically pleasing and go with the story, but hold up to the elements, like Florida, you know, and hold up, you know, to traffic and people and abuse. And it's just amazing that they can do it. And also to keep it clean.
Yes.
And have it be, it could carry through so many seasons, year after year, and still look fresh.
Yeah, for decades and decades and decades.
So much work. To have that knowledge again, it's just amazing.
Oh my gosh, Armoire is back! Armoire is back as a sponsor of the podcast. I know a few of you signed up and are enjoying it, so I am thrilled to discuss them once more, because what a glorious eco-friendly solution to try new clothes and new styles without wasting your money on stuff you'll never wear again. Y'all know I love goofy clothes. I love weird little clothes. But you know why I can't always wear them? Because my closet is missing key pieces. And for me, that's basics. A black skirt, a little black dress, white jeans, cutoff shorts that are more playground than wearing them on vacation. I own none of it. And with Armoire, I was able to test drive every single thing I needed. They've got the goods from designers like Paige and Lily Pulitzer and Tahari. It helped me realize that, yeah, everything I own goes with a cute little black skirt. The one that I test drove was fantastic, and I desperately need to buy one. Oh, and you can low-key buy them from them too. That's because Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe. From cutie little trousers, to kid-friendly fits, to full party-ready looks, with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, select items from this fun, personalized closet they build for you, and items show up in as little as 2 days. When you're done, just swap them out and get more new-to-you styles. Also, Armoire is women-founded and women-led, so they understand firsthand why this service is so good. There's no more hemming and hawing at the mall, standing in a dressing room wondering, will I really wear this? Is this worth spending hundreds on? Nah, dude! Armoire is here to basically give you the clueless closet. Just endless options, forever and ever and ever and ever. And I know I'm saying a lot about them, I'm saying more than I'm probably supposed to, but I just think they're really great. I just think Armoire is really great. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. $125 off! Just visit armoire.style/amusing. armoire.style/amusing to get up to 50% off your first month. And never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
If you listen to this podcast, you know I have an arch nemesis. And that is my allergies. I've apologized in so many episodes over how noticeably I am suffering, which is why I am beyond excited to tell you there is a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding a loved one's house because they have a cat, and not just because that is a real problem in my family. Thanks to Curex, America's largest online allergy clinic, you're able to begin your journey towards becoming allergy-free with custom medication that is shipped right to your door. My life is crushed on a daily basis by allergies. I'm out here at theme parks crying through my makeup, wiping away tears and snot constantly because my body can't handle the elements, or pollen, or dust, or most makeup, just purely existing in the outdoors. Or indoors, it's a real double whammy. The amount of products we have bought in our house to help with my dust allergies is innumerable, which is why I am blown away by Curex. Because allergies aren't just something you're forced to live with. They can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you can start feeling real relief. These allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science. And from what I'm told, in Europe, allergy drops are the go-to treatment for allergies. And if you've ever watched a French pharmacy skincare haul, you know Europeans know what's up. You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic, and the New York Times says they are changing the landscape of allergies. So if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month, and if you sign up now, you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. And I'm bad at math, so in case you are also, that means for my calculator and my computer, you'll be spending under 10 bucks. Go to getcurex.com today for this limited time offer. That's getcurex, GetCurex.com. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex.
You know that awful 6 p.m. feeling when you open the fridge and you're like, oh no, I don't have anything to eat. Well, I don't have that anymore because I've got me some HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. They've not only got easy autumn-inspired recipes, but tons of options for whatever you are craving. You can choose from a changing menu of over 50 recipes a week. That is so many recipes. And you can take your pick from over 100 market add-on items like desserts, breakfast, and snacks. From hearty dinners to game day treats that'll far outshine that sad jar of salsa, HelloFresh has a variety of recipes and flavors to perfectly accompany any fall celebration you've got cooking. Get it? A cooking pun. I love HelloFresh because it's easy, it's healthy, it's convenient, and on top of that, it helps me avoid the absolutely cursed parking lot at the grocery store near my house. I won't name them by name, but it is cursed. Cursed. The fact that I can get the same veggies, grains, herbs, and proteins pre-portioned with recipes ready to go without having to leave my house for even one single second is a small miracle. And to eat homemade food that is not delivery, where I know what goes inside of it, and I can basically pretend I'm my own personal chef without doing any of the hard work thanks to HelloFresh, that makes me a fan for life. You can get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeamusing. Apply to 7 boxes, new subscribers only, varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/freeamusing. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, speaking of Imagineers, I have one big question. Did you get to go to Tony Baxter's house?
Yes. It was amazing.
Okay, so there's like a 3 or 4 page spread, I think, about Tony Baxter in the book. And I read it and I was like, just from the way this is written, I'm pretty sure you saw it firsthand. Tell me everything.
Okay, I wanted to make Tony's section like 20 pages longer. We had no room. We had to cut so much stuff out of the book, which sucks.
Oh my God.
So much more I wanted to put in, like of Ashley's house and Dustin's house and Tony's house. But Tony's house, he gave me the full tour, everything. And it is unbelievable. Just the artifacts from his career that are just stunning, just having them there. There's a couple things in the book that I love that we cannot cut these things. One is his original, the first ever mock-up that he made, created, and like formed himself of Big Thunder Mountain. And it's like in his den. And it's like the very first iteration of that ride. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm standing there. And then he has the most, this just got me chill, gave me chills when he shared this one, was he has a Cinderella castle that's made of like cardboard and like regular paint that he made when he was a kid. And he entered it into a county fair and it won like a prize, like a blue ribbon or whatever. And exactly, he was a kid. And then years later, he's working at, and he has like a one of the castles, I forgot which one, I think it was Paris, right underneath of it. And it just shows like the evolution of his career, being a kid and like, I love Disneyland. And then that with his career coming from that, it's just like dreams do come true. It's just amazing. And, but all the detail of his home, like his bookcases are themed and he has different, you know, statues next to and figurines next to certain books and like every nook and cranny in the stained glass windows. He has a Big Thunder Mountain stained glass window. He has a Cinderella's Castle stained glass window. It's phenomenal. Everywhere you look, there's a treasure everywhere.
Oh my God.
It was
How
amazing.
Long were you there for? Because I would have to be forced to leave.
It was several hours. I think it was like 3 hours, maybe?
Oh my God.
It was a long time. It was a long time. I took a gazillion photos.
You got to tell me about the backyard. You got to tell us all about the backyard.
By that time, like the backyard was like an afterthought. It was like, oh yeah, you want to see the backyard? I'm like, yeah. So he has like the Mary Poppins inspired central area. And it's like, it feels so private. The landscaping he had, I think he got Disneyland Imagineers to come in and help with the landscaping.
Oh,
and
God.
Like the spigots for the fountain are just beautiful brass. Like every detail is just perfect. Perfect.
What was there anything in there that you were like, oh, I got to do that in my house? Like any design inspiration you pulled?
Actually, I was obsessed with the stained glass windows and I'm like dying to take a stained glass class to make my own. I want to make like a Space Mountain stained glass window and put it like we have a window that needs to be covered. So I'm obsessed with that idea right now.
Whoa.
I really want to take a stained glass class and try to make my own.
Would it look like the Space Mountain vehicle?
No, the mountain itself.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a whoosh. Kind of like a whooshing past, but oh, the building, cool.
You know, I have so many different like, I'm going to take up this craft, I'm going to take up that craft for my house. You know, it's like, and then I got like really over like with the book for the Jungle Cruise themed bedroom. I'm like, I'm going to embroider my own pillows. So I spent like hours embroidering hat on a pillow for the Jungle Cruise, like for the, you know, what's on the mantle of the what would you say, not mantle, on the board of the Jungle Cruise vehicles, there's a little carving that says Pat. So I'm like, I'm going to do that. And then I had to think of the map and then the Jungle Cruise logo, the navigation company logo.
Oh, like the icon, the, what's the word for the symbol?
Symbol, yeah, whatever. Anyways, I made pillows. They were cool. It took forever.
Well, one thing I thought was really interesting was that in a lot of the parts of the book that feature people who do this in their own homes, a lot of this stemmed from COVID times, from being at home and missing the parks and just getting creative. What was that like talking to people who kind of echoed the same sentiment that once they had free time, they just kind of really brought the magic of the parks home because they needed it more than ever?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think that with COVID, everybody, like not only did they not traveling to the parks, obviously, because it was closed for a year, but they weren't going as often either. You know, so people aren't going to the parks. Like a lot of people I know aren't going at like, they would go like once a month. Now they're going once every 6 months. And it's also, you know, expenses, you know, with, you know, COVID kind of changed finances for so many people. It's not as affordable for some people to go as much as they'd like to. So having that, you know, the full design experience, but having touches of it where they can have that touchstone, emotional touchstone is during, especially during the COVID lockdown time, was so important for these people, for their sanity, for fun, for. And they also had time. People were spending so much more time at home that home had a new meaning. It wasn't like, I'm going to work for 8 hours, then I come home and sleep. It's like, they're stuck there. So they wanted to make their environment a little bit more whimsical and interesting and inspiring. And so a lot of people are just like, I'm getting some paint. I'm going to make a, it's a small world wall.
I love that. And I love the creativity as someone who mostly just sat on the couch. I am very impressed. by everything that everyone did. If anyone now is like reading the book, hearing this episode and is like, wait, I kind of want to do this, what advice would you give them to kind of go from the idea stage to actually implementing some of this design? Like, do you have any advice to get them to just push them towards maybe go to a small space, maybe just focus on one thing? Like, what is your, as a pro in this, what is your advice for them?
I would say plan and budget. Like, really make sure that you, because it's so easy to go over budget. So plan it out and like do sketches and, you know, kind of like really think it out. And then look at, you know, if you're looking at, let's say, someplace in the parks, study that. Like, study the Jungle Cruise or study Big Thunder Mountain and see what elements, the details are really what make the room or the area that you're creating sing. So look for those details. The small things are really what make it. So look at the broad strokes and then the details and plan and budget. And you can find, like, when I was doing my projects, I found stuff in my parents' basement that I used. I got things off Facebook Marketplace. I went to thrift stores. So everything was done on the cheap because, you know, you don't want to break the bank trying to like make something that, you know, you might want to switch it from one ride to another in 6 months. So you might with Jungle Cruise living room and then 6 months later, you're like, a haunted mansion. So you can just like, do your budget more fun.
We're Disney people. We like to bounce around the park.
Exactly.
In reading the book, I did have a thought that I wish someone had a Walt's apartment inspired space, just like a full time capsule in their house. And I'm kind of bummed nobody does.
It does. I know. I was tempted to try to do it. And I'm like,
of course you were.
I have to stop. Because I kept on like trying to make, I had other things I didn't even put in the book. I had like three different rooms I set up and I'm just like, I cut them out. But I was
what,
just like,
what were they?
This one was really silly and I'm so glad I didn't put it in. But I had great moments with Mr. Lincoln inspired entryway.
Tell me more.
My parents happened to have like all these old vintage turn of the century Abraham Lincoln framed.
I think we need to maybe explain your family to podcast listeners who are like really familiar with what my parents' basement really means.
My parents were huge collectors, so they collected everything. They had like lunch boxes and all these old vintage wood crates and musical instruments and like everything. So it's basically it was like a prop house in my basement. So when I was theming these rooms, I would be like, what's in the basement? You know, so the Country Bear Jamboree Home Theater had all these old wooden boxes, crates. I'm like, I'll put those there and make it look rustic. And
cool.
In the Jungle Cruise bedroom, they happen to have a giant wooden gallon
barrel
that was in the basement. So I'm like,
oh my God.
So I was very fortunate to have this kind of plethora of props.
Oh, I love that so much.
The Mr. Lincoln one was, you know, I had this stuff. And so I'm like, I'll just do it. And then I'm like, this seems weird. And so I cut that out. And then I did a garden, which was inspired by the canal boats, storybook canal boats.
Oh!
Terraced little succulents. And so I used my neighbor's yard and I created that garden. But it didn't give off the right vibe. So I cut that too.
They let you use their garden.
I love my neighbors. They're fantastic.
Wow.
Sure, you can tear up our lawn and do whatever you want. Go ahead. So.
Oh my God. Oh, that's incredible. I love that in the book, you provide more perspective on the famed, yet somehow secret, Disneyland hotel suites, which we all kind of know are there, but we can only see like two photos on the website and we don't know nothing about them.
Yeah, that was really important because I wanted to tie in, like, because they did such a spectacular way of theming those rooms. They're just gorgeous. Like, I was lucky enough to go to each one of them. This is before the book. So I didn't go to them since I worked on the book, but I toured them a couple times.
Wow. All of it. So because it's Adventureland. Why am I blanking?
Adventureland, Pirates of the Caribbean, Big Thunder, there's a Cinderella one, there's a princess one, and then there's also a Mickey Mouse one, which I didn't include. I just included the ones that were themed to lands. So Big Thunder, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Adventureland. Adventureland is just spectacular, but that's like, it's just so beautifully detailed and thought out and gorgeous. I love it. Yeah, I wish all the rooms were like that. Like, that would be so cool.
Oh my God, yeah.
Living spaces how Disney would take living spaces and theme them.
Yeah, it's really interesting, especially in the context of your book, that if we're talking about bringing the parks into your home, like bringing the magic of Disney parks into your home, this is kind of their version of doing that with these highly themed hotel suites.
100%. The Big Thunder suite with the brass tub, like, it's just unbelievable. And the Adventureland suite has like a rock shower, which I didn't have to include photos of, but it's amazing.
Oh my God.
It's one of those things. It's like, here's a bedroom, here's a bathroom. You want to theme it? Here's how the pros did it. You know, so it's really neat to see how Imagineers created living spaces inspired by those lands.
Incredible. Well, Sunny, thank you so much for coming on. You must be so excited that this book is finally coming out.
So excited. And I can't wait to see it like on the shelves and stores. And I'm super excited because they're going to be sold at the parks. So,
oh my God, at the parks?
Parks. I don't know specifically which stores, but I think it's like Off the Page. Anna. And, you know, to have being such a lifelong Disneyland nut, fanatic, it's a pinching moment. I don't believe it. I still think this is like a dream. It's a wacky idea. And Disney said yes, and I did a beautiful coffee table book, and it's going to be sold at the parks. I mean, it's just like it's a Cinderella story. It's just like, it's so, makes me so happy, and I can't wait to go to the parks, and I'll just like hug the book for like an hour when I see it.
Oh my God, yeah. What else are you going to do to celebrate? You're going to like take the book on a ride?
Yeah, I know.
You have to get like an on-ride photo of you holding it.
Totally have to do that. That's a brilliant idea.
Oh my God. If you can wait for Tiana's Bayou Adventure to open, that would be an iconic photo.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you want to do the photo when the book comes out, but I'm saying maybe go back and do it again.
That would be, yep. And maybe yep. I like each section that has the ride in it, like hold it up to that page.
Hey! Genius. So meta.
This mountain.
Oh my God, I love that. Well, the book is wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about it. And I hope everyone gets to experience and enjoy all of the magic that is within its pages.
Thank you.
Big news, party people. I am officially launching a long-term partnership with MEI Travel and its specialty division, Mouse Fan Travel. I'm obsessed with making sure you have the best theme park vacation possible, and so are they. Mouse Fan Travel, a division of MEI Travel, specializes in all things Disney, Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, all of it. And MEI Travel can help curate vacations with all major cruise lines and vacation destinations around the globe. Mouse Fan Travel is a no-fee Disney earmarked agency, which means they will handle booking your entire trip, no matter where you go, no matter what you want to do. They will help you plan it absolutely for free. For free! There really is no disadvantage to working with these expert vacation planners. Did you know they have a hotline where if something goes wrong and you're traveling, you'll have someone to call? Or that if you book a Disneyland or Disney World vacation and your room drops in price, they will get you money back? Travel agents are amazing! Disney World just announced some incredible promotions for 2025. You can save up to $200 per night with a room and ticket package, and up to 25% off hotel rooms on select nights through April. Which means it's the perfect time to reach out to Mouse Fan Travel for a free quote on your future trip. If you want to take advantage of having a new vacation booking bestie, head to mousefantravel.com/amusing. That's mousefantravel.com/amusing.
Ohio seniors, make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Carly. This is Katie. I am calling in from Wisconsin, specifically Milwaukee area. Used to live in Florida. Traveled to Chicago a lot. This is all context here. Also, apologize if it's windy. I am listening to your episode right now where you're talking about the rest stops in Florida, the service stations. And I was like, oh my gosh, Carly's taking the turnpike. I'm so excited to hear about her thoughts on the service stations. But you did not end up going. So what I would say is I would really recommend that you do it next time. It's so nice. They are like big mini malls in a way, especially the ones when you get closer to Orlando. They have like little like souvenir shops and stuff in there. There's a bunch of food options. And it's really nice. There definitely would be some space for people to run around outside too, as saying they at least have dog areas. But I would say it's like the Lake Forest Oasis or any of the Chicago area oases, but it's like on steroids. Think of it not being like over the road, like the Lake Forest one is, but just simply in the middle. I know it might look like a truck stop, but I really actually miss them from living in Florida. Okay, thanks for listening.
No, I can't believe I goofed on the whole truck stop roadside restaurant situation. I was fully envisioning just like driving past and be like, ooh, what do they have here? A Wawa, an Arby's, a Wendy's. And I don't know what it is, but like, those like multifaceted, like all-in-one roadside stops just don't appeal to me. I don't know. It just feels like I know I'm going to lose 45 minutes of my life if I go in there. I'm going to get distracted. I'm going to like, there's going to be like a coin machine for some sort of medallion that I want. I'm just going to get stuck. I don't know how to explain it. That's just how I feel. Also, very specific, but the ones in Chicago, I have never been to one. I guess I have some sort of prejudice against like a road stop situation. I don't know what that is, but I've never been to those. They're over the highway and they kind of freak me out. You shouldn't be standing on top of the highway. I mean, it must be a cool view, but still, you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be doing it. Anyway, if I really have to unpack this, I think it stems to a personal issue where there were a lot of these when we were driving around. We were in England when I was very early pregnant and I did not feel well. And we were driving a while. We were driving a few hours to a wedding and we stopped at a few of these. And at all of them, I just was so nauseous and I could only eat potato chips. And so I think since then I'm just resigned to never return because I just don't want to be in that mental state of being like, more potato chips. I don't feel good. But you are right. And I will rectify this problem on my next visit. Oh, if I could have had a Frosty this whole time and I didn't know, I don't even want to talk about it. Oh, I'm so upset. Thank you for your call. Thank you for enlightening me. But also that highway is so boring and I stand behind it.
Hey, Carly. This is Ashley calling from Augusta, Georgia. Just listened to your churros episode in the call about Gideon's cookies. Love that. Related so hard. There's just one small thing that I take umbrage with, and that is that you label your cookies in the freezer instead of just throwing them in a bag and pulling them out at random, like the utter chaos gremlin that the rest of us are. That is my preferred method. Whenever we go on our last day of a Disney World trip, we buy as many cookies as they will let us per person. Then we come home and we quarter them up, wrapped up in parchment paper, and then my husband labels his because he's weird. I do not label mine because I like to be surprised whenever I go and pull one out of the freezer. And in fact, our city was just hit really, really hard by Hurricane Helene, and we didn't have power for 11, 12 days, something like that. And the Gideon's cookies were the only thing that I cared about saving from my deep freeze. So my brother came with his coolers and got everything to bring back to his house because he has a generator. The Gideon's cookies stayed with me. They were the only thing I did not let him take. And I ate them. I stress ate them during the hurricane. And the whole time we didn't have power, I ate every single one. And it was always a delightful little surprise not having them labeled. So highly recommend giving yourself that little bit of surprise. And that little bit of chaos in your day. It's delightful. All right. Thanks so much for all the joy that you have brought me in the past couple of weeks with all of this stuff. It has been a true bright spot. So glad I had so many of your episodes downloaded onto my phone. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh my gosh. Okay. First of all, I'm glad you are okay. I'm glad you are safe. I'm glad your Gideon's cookies were safe. It is so funny because I've had the same thought too, where I'm like, if the power shuts down, what do I do about my Gideon's, my precious, precious stash of my Gideon's? That said, putting them all in a bag and just reaching in and grabbing one randomly is so chaotic. I kind of love it. I can't do it myself. I can't do it myself. I gotta know what I'm gonna do. Also, I don't like the different flavors to like jumble around in a bag together, because sometimes there are strong flavors. Like I have one limited edition orange one. I have like a limited edition cinnamony one. Like I don't like those flavors to just kind of like rub off on each other. I like to keep them separate, keep them pristine. So I oh wow. I mean, just thinking about you could basically make yourself a candy salad if you're on TikTok, a candy salad without the trauma of, well, maybe with the trauma because of the weather stress we have about Gideon's, but you can make a candy salad of Gideon's Bites. That would be exceptional. I wonder if now you've got me thinking, what if I, the next Gideon's cookie I get, what if I slice it into quarters and then into thin little slices, like little chip width slices of a cookie, and then I put them in a bowl together like a bowl of chips, like my own Gideon's cookie Chex Mix? That I would be into. If anyone does that, let me know. I don't know if I have enough cookie yield at the moment to make that happen, but I'm going back. I'm going back soon, and I may have to do this. Thank you for planting a seed, and thank you for telling me that I was eating them wrong, because I would have never gotten here otherwise. Also, I admire the way you live your life, and I just, I can't do it. I got it what I'm getting into, except for this cookie chip salad. Thank you so much for your call, and I'm so glad you're safe. I'm so glad everything's okay. And if anyone else out there was affected evacuation-wise or home damage-wise by the weather and the hurricanes, I'm so sorry, and I'm thinking of you. And I hope me yelling into your ears is at least brightening your spirits a tiny bit. A tiny bit. I wish I could send you all Gideon's, but I don't live near one, sadly. Okay, thanks for calling. That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening, and a very special thank you to Sunny Chanel for coming on the podcast. As a reminder, her incredible book, Bring the Magic Home, An Exploration of Design Inspired by Disney Parks, is out now. It literally came out yesterday. Pick it up online, or if you fancy, get it while you're in the parks. How exciting that it's going to be in the parks! I cannot wait to seek it out and take a photo of it and send it to her! Ah! I also want to mention, this is a double special episode, because Sunny and Jeff, our beloved Jeff Fox, they go way back. They are tight. They are friends. Isn't that wild? Isn't it wild that our guest and Jeff Fox are friends? It just feels like a perfect episode, like a perfect convergence of everything. Ah, I love that they're friends. And I've known this forever. And so this is like, for years, I've known that Jeff and Sunny know each other. Now everybody knows that Jeff and Sunny know each other. Okay. And anyway, and then we'll move on. You can rate, review, and follow. It's just very exciting. You can rate, review, and follow Very Amusing on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. I blanked. It's so funny. You're always like, list them because you're supposed to, even though everyone knows you just get podcasts where podcasts are. Regardless, you can also give us a call at 747-CHURROS. Send us a voice note or email it to 747-CHURROS@gmail.com. You can pick up Very Amusing merchandise at very-amusing.com. And you can follow me at Carly Wiesel throughout the internet. If you spend any time on TikTok, head over there, because I went semi-viral for yapping about Dr. Odyssey. And if you're watching Dr. Odyssey, please commiserate with me, because I am obsessed with Dr. Odyssey. All is not as it seems. All is not as it seems. You can join the Fomaly at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel. And you can subscribe to my Instagram at Carly Wiesel. 99 cents a month, you're going to get 99 cents worth of content. Actually, I would say you're probably going to get like $7 worth of content if I really had to put a price on it. But I set it as low as possible because I want it to be, listen, low risk. Just try it out. 99 cents. See if you enjoy it. I put a lot of my stories on there. I put a lot of Q&As there, a lot of content. Sometimes I'm out here going to theme parks. I'm not putting it on main. No. It's only on subscribers. So if you want to join, 99 cents a month, subscribe to my Instagram at Carly Wiesel. This episode was edited sunnily by Jeff Box. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Mom. All right, I've heard a lot of episodes, and I heard the entire Very Amusing episode, and all I can get out of today was the only thing that stuck in my mind the most is that I heard you say that sometimes you just won't get a Disney pretzel or Disney popcorn because of the increased prices. Okay, there will never be a day where I say I'm not getting a popcorn because of the price. I'm sorry. I don't care how much it is. When I buy it there, it is salty and buttered. It's perfection. And I have to get it at the Magic Kingdom. It is the best out of anywhere I've ever had it. So, sorry, even if it goes up doubling, I have to get it. Okay, a lot of poop talk today, but I know we did do an episode before because I had taken Pearl to many, many bathrooms in Disney and Epcot, and we talked about it because I remember talking which was my favorite bathroom. All right, the caller who said about the child who runs, so she tried an AirTag, but the child took it off. So I've seen a lot on Instagram with the AirTag. So I've seen where you take the child's gym shoe, you pull out the liner, you put the tag inside, and then put the cushion back. They don't feel it. It works. So hopefully that'll work because I know that is such a great idea. So it's a lot easier because nobody's going to look under there except for your viewers. Okay. Love the phone number tattoo idea. I think that is genius. By the way, you are not a runner, but at 3 years old, you were like Houdini. So I remember, I'm sorry to embarrass you, but I remember we were at a resort in the pool and your brother came down and you were in back of him. There was a few people in line. He came back and I'm waiting in the water. He never came down. Carly, I get out. Can't find you anywhere. I'm looking everywhere. There were 7 pools. We had to lock that pool down. Sorry about that. Then I took you to an art fair and you were lost again. And I don't let you out of my sight. You were so good at like sneaking away. I don't know how, but it's very frightening. And if I had air tags, you would have them in everything. Every pocket, every shoe. It's a great thing to do. The Stanley. Hi, Kelly. I love Kelly. That is brilliant. Even on those hot, hot days, to fill it with ice so you have it and you can cool off. Great episode. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you. I'm so glad you had a great time at Disneyland. I'll see you soon. I love you. Bye, Carly. I love you, Carly. I love you, Pearl. And I love you, John Stamos, but he just doesn't call me ever. Okay, but I love you very much. Bye.